Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three extremely kind boys. My name's Tommy Dasilo. Joining me also is one of the other co-hosts, Ben Vanell.
Hey, guys. It's nice to see you from this angle. Yeah, lying down very arrogantly on this couch.
Hey, I've got a bad back. And a beautiful front.
You got a bad attitude is what you got. You've got one leg up, one leg down.
Let me ask you a question. If I said you had a beautiful front, would you let me suck it?
Which part of it?
The
belly
nips.
Button?
The nips.
No, that's way too intimate. Belly button or bust?
that's what I want.
Your nips are on your bust.
That's what I want is the bust.
You've run rings around yourself.
Words have defeated me again.
Rings like Sonic the Hedgehog picks up video games.
Hello.
Also joining us. Our other co-host, Adam Knox.
That's me. Hell, I'm lying down like a fucking idiot too. No, wait, I'm not. I'm sitting because I'm...
But you're still a fucking idiot.
Yeah. You're a sitting duck in terms of the roasting you're going to cop on this podcast. Yeah.
Why?
Just in general.
Oh, okay.
I like to call it a broasting because we're bros and we're going to roast him. Thoughts?
That's true. We're here in the man cave. No Sheila's allowed. No fun police allowed. It gets a little politically incorrect in here, I have to say.
The remote is mine and I get to decide what channel is on the TV.
What should we watch?
And it's sports.
What should we watch? Footy or golf?
How about footy, mate?
Yeah.
Get out of my man cave.
Ben, what do you vote?
Footy.
Yeah.
Or
I vote golf, but I'm happy to be overruled on this one.
Oh. Well, you are, mate.
Yeah. You little friend.
And then when it's finished, guys, I just got the complete box set of Bloke's World on DVD.
It comes in a keg.
Yeah.
I like the stripper parts.
Man, I remember Bloke's World.
That so show, do I.
That show
it's hard
was
to forget what's never gone away.
One of the worst things that's ever been put on TV.
Absolutely.
Oh, fucking, that's a bit sexist, isn't it? Imagine if a fucking you heard a white guy say that.
What do you mean?
I'm doing a bit, Adam.
I couldn't figure it out, though.
What do we got? What are we doing in here today? We want to talk about video games, as is our wont.
Yes.
Inside has come out last week.
Yes, on the PlayStation.
It's been... How long has it been out for on the
Xbox? Couple of months. June or July.
Couple of months.
Yeah, couple of days.
Well,
I couldn't decide whether to do the voice or not.
Yeah.
As well, so I blah, blah, blah,
couple of like days.
Yeah.
Couple
so of the days. Old on PlayStation users, they're getting the con the fruiter experience.
Yeah.
Xbox users at this point, not so much.
Man, you've got full frontal and we've got fast forward. I'll put it that way.
Oh.
I don't remember which of those was the good one.
Pretty much the same show.
You've got Skid House and we've got the Big Bite.
Ah, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Which team were you on?
Skid House.
Yeah.
Andrew O'Keefe. Fuck off.
Wow. Wow.
Big Bite had...
Take that, Andy.
Remember Chris Lilly?
Yeah.
he was on the Big Bite. That's where Mr. G was originated.
Yeah, totally.
And yeah.
But then name anything else from the Big Bite. Exactly. But if you're going to go Skid House, you can go, boom, Australian fast bowler. Boom, that time Peter Hellier can barely drink a beer. Boom, you know, every sketch.
Tripod, doing songs at
Tripod
the end of it.
Tripod running.
Yeah, that's right.
Chris Lilly.
No good.
Hot take. Hot take.
I really liked Summer High.
An Australian comedy industry insider has weighed in on Chris Lilly. Video at 11.
Like, it is weird. Like, I know that people get...
Your career is over.
Too much
I got a couple of questions, Ben. Why have we got to wait until 11 to see the video? Also, second
question.
It's
still rendering.
What's the video of?
It's a video of Adam Knox. Just
going, why are you filming me?
Yeah.
Pissing on a picture of Chris Lilly in the style of those bootleg Calvin and Hobbes bumper stickers.
Yeah, but I blacked up to make it funny.
And you're yelling out, piss Lilly.
The Chris Lilly method.
That was what I was going to say. Who could have predicted when they were watching Big Bite all those years ago going, yeah, I reckon this guy here, he's got something.
Mm.
He's going to black up on HBO one day.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
And he got away with it.
Mm.
But did he? Tropic Thundered it in a way.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know if he got away. I mean... He got away with it here because we love it. That's and we don't true. Care and we're an extremely racist country.
That's true.
Yeah. But then when it aired in America, everyone went, what the fuck's this? Yeah. What are they doing down there in that penal colony?
Yeah. Harry Connick Jr. was angry again.
Yeah.
That's a big zero.
The number one mouthpiece for racism.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. In Australia, mm-hmm. in the last week, we've had another blackface controversy. We've had our weekly blackface controversy. We should just talk about blackface more. We should start a new blackface podcast. What do you reckon?
Is it ethical to play a black character in video games?
Oh,
is that digital blackface?
In terms of, there's not always going to be new games every week that we can talk about.
Sure.
But there is going to be a new blackface scandal every week that we can talk about. Content-wise,
people to cover it, definitely for sure.
I just you see it again. You see it every time. The movie White Chicks always gets bandied around.
Yeah.
As like this tentpole, this cultural tentpole.
Yeah.
I think blackface scandals are retroactively turning White Chicks into the most iconic film of the early 2000s.
Yeah.
What do you guys reckon? Like, I hadn't thought of that movie in like a decade.
Yeah.
It's until people like started, it's the go-to thing that people evoke.
Yeah. You know that, remember that Scientology movie, Battlefield Earth?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that for racism, for blackface. It's like, see?
Yeah.
It's their big standard bearer.
I bet the Wayans brothers kind of regret making it now. Like, if they knew that it was being used by
the argument
total dumb fucks to justify, you know, racism towards their people.
But then the argument from those people is always like, all right, but 10 years ago or however long it was, White Chicks came out and nobody cared. Everybody thought it sucked. Everybody thought, like, this is a weird premise for a movie. I don't know if they tackled it right, and it's also bad.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't there at the time, man. When John Lennon said the Beatles were bigger than Jesus, nobody cares anymore. But back then, it was a big deal.
Wait,
you can't know what it was like for White Chicks to come out
at
the time.
But was he in blackface at the time?
No, I'm just saying that they were both. I don't know what I'm saying.
Is this in White Chicks, John Lennon turns up and says that the Beatles are bigger than Jesus.
You two are now bigger than the Beatles, who are bigger than
Mark
Jesus.
Mark David Chapman comes up and shoots him. It's great. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
No, neither have I.
Yeah. Neither have I. Maybe it's great. It isn't.
No, how could it be?
Definitely say that it isn't good.
Yeah, but it is. It's one of those false equivalencies where it's like, white people haven't suffered racism for 1,000 years. So you can't use a couple of black dudes in whiteface to justify, you know, the continuing oppression and mockery of a proud race.
I'm sure, like, someone listening to this on their headphones, it sounds like a very eloquent, well-put point.
Yes.
But for us visually, we're just looking at some cunt sprawled out on a couch. Well, it's hard to take you seriously.
Your face during that as well was you realising, oh, fuck. I've started saying this sentence and now I'm going to have to finish it well. And because you're lying down, it literally looked like you were falling. It looked like you tumbled out of a plane.
You realised all of a sudden, like, oh, no, this is a rare moment where I'm being genuine.
Yeah.
If I do this with a big smirk on my face,
exactly,
my brand will remain intact.
No, but it was halfway through the sentence being like, yeah, like you said, like, I do have to finish this well, but I've already realised what I'm doing and I'm starting to be self-conscious about it.
But enough about your fucking love life.
Yeah!
How good is this podcast?
Yeah, man.
We do everything in here. We talk about blackface. So, Inside finally released on the PS4. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say sooner than a lot of people expected.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yep.
Well, like, that Tomb Raider was like, they said it was always coming to PS4, and that still isn't out yet.
That's true, right?
Tomb Raider.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good for something that just came up on the spot, don't you think?
It's fine.
I really want to play it. I really do.
So, yeah, they turned around. Not heaps of lead time. Just like all of a sudden, hey, 2 weeks' time.
Well,
it's coming out.
I would have just waited, to be honest. I would have just waited to play it on PS4.
Oh, right. Because you played it on the PC.
Yeah.
Before it blew up.
Before
RIP.
My PC died, yeah.
Before your PC went the way of Harambe.
Yeah. I did still use the PS4 controller, which was
what
good.
Do you want?
I don't know. But
it sounds like you had 95% of the experience of playing it on the PS4.
Yeah, I guess so. Fuck me.
How can you be so certain about, like, in your opinion, the intricacies of appropriating a culture or, like, misrepresenting somebody's race,
yeah,
and then you can be, like, indecisive about whether or not the PC or the PS4
is... Oh, because one of them is more important than the other.
No.
Do as I say, not as I do. So I went in last week. I was hoping to finish it before we did this podcast.
But life had other plans.
Well, I got very distracted because I was going to rehash a joke from earlier before we started recording where I was saying I was hoping I was going to finish inside. Mm-hmm. You know, like going bareback.
Yeah, like coming inside of a person. Mm. Nice. Mm.
Delivered just as well the second time.
The fucking shame I feel when I'm when I feel like I have an opportunity to do a joke that I've said in real life.
Yeah.
Rehash it on the podcast.
Well, I realized halfway through talking about blackface that you brought that up because you'd done a tweet about it earlier.
Had I?
Yeah.
That's not why. Don't presume to know why I bring things up.
It's why.
What tweet about blackface did I do earlier?
You said it was great or something. I can't remember exactly what you said.
That's right. I love it. I forgot until just now.
Yeah. To all our American listeners, sorry. Like, we're trying to be sensitive.
Oh, well, you might not have an indication of how, like, in Australia, genuinely a huge amount of people are very aggressively think that blackface is funny and fine.
No one cares. Yeah. I don't think people even think it's funny. They just don't care.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't see... Go on any article about it and all the comments are like, I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah. Well, it's not like we have an epidemic of blackface, but...
It's not far off.
Yeah. But we have a kind of culture where someone will do it, and then a bunch of people will be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And then more people who probably never would have done blackface for any reason in their life go, "You can't tell us not to do something."
They do a protest blackface.
Yeah. For our international listeners, this most recent one is a woman dressed her kid up like a football player.
Yeah.
And put him in blackface for book week at his school. And this Facebook post of hers went around where she was sort of like, you know what?
I was nervous to do it because of the PC patrol.
And I knew I'd cop some flack, but you know what? I thought, stuff it. He wants to go as him. I'm going to let him go as him. I'm going to do it. And I got to say, I really given myself some real mum brownie, really bigging herself up.
And she's saying this stuff of like, and you know, why shouldn't I be allowed to dress him up like how the guy looks? Because like, if only a footballer wore some sort of identifying clothing that would make it very easy to recognise who he was being. Maybe
I will
even
say,
literally a name on there.
I will say in a kind of like fucked way, like I don't mean genuinely funny, but there is something kind of funny about dressing your child up in blackface. Like not even having the stones to do it yourself. Just like this, just like getting this thing that basically has to do what you tell it and going and scrubbing it and going, there you go, out you go. Like... At least, you know what I mean? At least if you're doing, like, this poor kid walking around all day and people look at him going, the fuck's going on here? He doesn't know.
Yeah. Like those kids.
That's funny to me. You know, that's my sense of humor, guys.
Those parents who use their kids to, like, scam people.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like that.
It's up there with that, isn't it?
Yeah. They make the kid run up and, like, bite them on the knee or whatever so they can steal their bag.
And just, like, it's like the image goes around of him that's attached to the mum's post, but it's like.
But this is a child still, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Like, don't show his photo.
Totally. Yeah.
He didn't.
No, I think he's been blurred in the.
Not
photo.
Originally. There were heaps of photos that went around where.
Yeah.
And look, all kids basically look pretty similar to each other. I'm not going
to. Wow. All kids in blackface look the same.
I realized
just
halfway
wow.
through.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Just noxy things.
Yeah. So okay. We live in a fucked society.
Anyway, this is Australia. But we still get video games here, and
so
you played Inside.
Inside
right?
came out on the PS4 last week. So I played it. I told you guys where I'm up to. I don't know how far in I am.
Like two-thirds, maybe? A bit further? Yeah.
But
like
I thought we could talk about it a bit more in depth now because you guys had both played it when it came out initially and you talked about it. I don't think you went into any detail at all.
I think we talked about it pretty vaguely and just said, like, you should play it.
You wanted to protect little Tommy and his experience of it.
Yeah.
So even though I haven't finished it, I'm about to go away for 2 weeks. And I say, fuck it, spoil away, let's go in.
Well, Ben will put little Time markers in there, so yep. if you want to skip it, you can skip ahead.
Yeah,
yep. Just check so the description.
Because we're going to spoil it now.
Yep.
Let's. I'll talk generally about what I think about it. I think okay. it is like I had heard a lot of hype about it, mm-hmm. which is always kind of you know that tense thing of going in on to something where you expect very much to like it, but I also kind of get I also get nervous when I've been very hyped up about something because yeah. I think I want this to match up to. You know what I've heard and everything. So far, I think it is fucking great. Mm-hmm. I feel like it does a lot of things very uniquely to it, which I think are extremely cool. Like, you know, you guys talked about this when we talked about it ages ago, or you guys talked about it ages ago. There's no tutorial. There's no like opening cinematic. You just are in it, and it's like you're walking to the right the whole time and there's no, you know, there's no level resets. There's no like stat screen or anything. You just are constantly going. I kind of wish I had tried to play it all in one sitting because I really like the fact that you go through all these different areas and it's just constant. It's just this continuous, you know, like you all of a sudden you're in this completely different area that is still connected to the bit that you started out in.
Yeah, definitely.
Like you could zoom it out and you'd be able to see the whole game along one track.
It's the most effective way to play that, I think, because they did make it, I think, deliberately so that it's about 3 hours long or so.
Yeah.
Like it's about the length of a movie.
Yeah. Mm. And I think what's really cool about it is it's very, like for something that's 2D, you still feel like it is this very big, rich world that you're in. And I kind of realized like everything about it reflects everything that I don't like about No Man's Sky, to go back to that, where it's like, it's very small scale. It's just someone's sort of pure singular vision of what they wanted to make, and they've just delivered it to you, and you're playing through it, which is what I don't like about. I don't like the randomness of No Man's Sky.
I was going to say,
this
is deliberately designed and different from each other, and really like intricately made.
Yeah. I feel more. I feel more immersed by the limitations of inside than I do by the limitless possibilities of
sure
No
it's
Man's
like
Sky.
Watching a great short film versus like someone saying put on this VR headset you can look around this field it's like cool I can like look around the field however I want to but there's no story in the field
and
I can pretend that I'm doing something in the field in my head.
Yeah.
But this short film is a perfectly crafted perfectly written
but
story.
Also and yeah we talked about this when we talked more about No Man's Sky, but I just like I like someone just crafting a thing and going, here you go, this is what I want you to experience and, and how I want you to experience
Inside
it.
Inside is very much that as well. And especially, like you said, that it's 2D, but there's so much depth to the background stuff.
Yeah, totally.
So much more detailed than in
when the
lots
trucks
of other
start
games.
Pulling up and stuff, and just the whole atmosphere and the vibe of it.
Yeah.
Well, the animation is really great.
Yeah.
Like everything moves really fluidly and coolly. And there's a thing at the end, which you wouldn't have seen yet, that is really crazy to look at.
Yeah.
Like the big, I mean, so you don't mind.
So I don't mind.
At the end, you turn into this big ball of people.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
It's like, so the great thing about everything about Inside is that they hint it more than you ever see.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to convey like a sense of dread and horror and what ends up happening at the end is so over the top, so like Cronenberg body horror weird blob thing,
silly almost.
and it doesn't detract from what happened before that. It doesn't
there are
make
funny
you
moments in that last bit as well where
totally
like people are like going, whoa getting out of the way, like really comic, like
right
kind
of like it's like the whole game builds tension and then it releases it at the end and it's
I really like
20 minutes and then you're done.
Yeah,
I don't know if this changes at the end, but like the fact that you don't you don't really know what's going on.
No,
but there's so much more power in just not having a opening cinematic where it's like a fucking reactor blowing up or whatever. Like the weird little headset things and the way you control people in the background and then you end up controlling, you know, more people.
Yeah,
with it,
the like nested, like mind control stuff is great. It's it's very
that gets,
and you
don't, yeah, that gets
and there's
really
no,
cool.
You don't know why it is, why it's there, or
that, nothing's ever made explicit, which is fantastic.
You might have seen like there's theories around of people going like, oh, it's all like an analogy for cancer, or like there's other ones as well.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter ultimately. Yeah. It's just cool on its own.
Totally. Yeah, I'm loving it. I wish I could play a bit more of it before I go away. Mm. But you could
finish it tonight if you've got an hour and a half.
Yeah but I don't, do I, numbnuts?
Well, I don't know your bloody schedule, mate.
You do. I sat here and spelled it out to you before we started recording. I printed it out and fucking laminated it for you.
Well, I didn't read it because I can't. I can't read.
Oh,
well,
no.
It's coming out.
Oh, yeah. And let me guess, that's my fault.
Oh, mummy, daddy, stop fighting.
I think it's cool. Yeah, I really love this, like, yeah, Firewatch, all the, like, short little experiences that are just, like, anything that's made by a smaller team, I think, inherently is always going to have just a bit more of a clearly defined aesthetic.
Sure, there's
like
going to be idiosyncrasies.
15 people who made No Man's Sky, though.
Well,
like,
yeah. Well, but still, even though it's random, like, the color palettes and stuff, like...
Yeah, sure.
Every screenshot that you see of something, even though it's randomly generated, you go, oh, that's from the same game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that the age that we're in, where we have Steam, we have other digital delivery services, means that you can have a small team work on something very with a very narrow and well-crafted vision that you perhaps wouldn't have got 20 years ago. Or you just never would have heard about it 20 years ago.
Totally, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There's plenty of, like, it's easy to think of, like, Call of Duty or Assassin's Creed or stuff like that looks pretty generic as being the thing nowadays. But there's, and back in the day, there's always been stuff that looked different. Everything Nintendo does is...
Oh, no, but I mean, like, in terms of, like, a short, you know, like a small indie game.
Right.
Like a small indie game with a bunch of people who maybe have a strong artistic style or a strong, you know, narrative story writing style.
Yeah.
They can make a short game, like a small game. They don't have to have a fucking
video. Well, it's the difference between, like, games being made by gamers who are real fans of games versus, you know, not to be this guy, but anything that's, like, much bigger is being done to satisfy some kind of commercial entity. Like, they want it to be good. But it's being made to appeal to as many people as possible.
Well, so
and of course, there's going to be interference in there of, like,
yeah, that's
this
kind
has
of
to
what
be
I'm
marketable
say, like,
and this has to say this. Whereas with indie games, it's just like, you know, six people going, here's what's fucking great about games that really got my dick hard when I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson, the video game.
Oh, they made VIP for the PlayStation 1.
Really?
That's boy, if you want to see some shitty titties. But, like, they've clearly put the most work into going, like, we're making Pamela Anderson's boobs the video game.
Fuck.
Just knowing the little that I know about 3D modeling and rendering from uni.
Yeah.
Model rendering a nice round pair of boobs back in the days of the PS1. I mean, fuck. There would have been some hard drives working overnight just to craft those beauties.
Yeah.
Well, we've tackled racism and gender inequality now.
What a podcast. I'm loving it. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to move on if you want.
No, in summary, I'm yet to hear a bad thing about it.
Mm.
Thoroughly enjoyable experience.
Yep.
Worth your hard earned.
5 out of 5.
Mm.
From me, certainly.
You strong contender for Game of the Year, I've heard you saying.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Yeah. It's got to be up there.
It's up there for me as well.
Up there, Kazali.
I tell you what is not, for two reasons. Partly because it came out in 2013, but partly because it's not that good.
It doesn't need to be a partly. That's 100%.
I played Call of Duty Ghosts for some reason.
Well, I don't even remember. Like, what is that?
Call of Duty Ghosts is the one that came out 3 years ago.
Was it just like a normal, like, normal part of the series?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was by the people who made Modern Warfare, and it was the first one that was on the new consoles.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And may I inquire, why did you do this?
Because I remember I was buying something else. What was I buying? Like, maybe the Batman, maybe Arkham, whatever it was.
Knight.
Or something. And it was like $350 or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So a big W, and I haven't played it since, and I thought I'd give it a go. And the single player is pretty okay.
Yeah.
Weirdly. Like, so the thing of a big team making something...
Like, actually okay? Or
like
I paid $350 for this, thinking it'd be a big bag of shit and it's actually...
Yeah. Okay in the way that, like, the Bad Boys movies are okay. That sort of... You know what I mean? Like...
Oh, yeah.
So it is actually weirdly crafted and direct and has, like, a singular vision and stuff. Like you were saying, that... Mm. Only indie games do.
Mm.
And let me prove you wrong, you stupid cunt.
Well, not only. No, I wasn't saying only indie games have it. I was saying that indie games that
do
have
it.
Yes, you
were. Let's go back to the tape. I reckon that. No, I know what you were saying, and like, and you are right, because this is a lot more bland, and there were things about it that I didn't like. But yeah,
no, I wasn't saying that they're only.
The bit when Ben said "duh," I really like.
I wasn't saying that only indie games have that. I was saying that indie games that do have it,
they do it well.
Do it well, and have we actually get to play them now because of Steam and things like that?
For sure.
Okay, you've clarified that statement. Do you care to follow up on your comments from earlier in the podcast where you said that Blackface is really great and that you fully endorse and condone everyone who's ever done it?
But anyway, yeah, so Call of Duty Ghosts is, if you can get it really cheap and you like the sort of style of those Call of Duty games, the single player is pretty fun. Hmm.
It's really. Why was it $350?
They were clearing out stock or something. Like,
that's
it was
crazy.
Really cheap.
Yeah.
It was I remember it being under $5 and going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know. Fuck.
And
what else did you buy while you're down there? Did you shop at Big W much?
It was actually a Target thinking about it. Mm. And,
oh, here we go.
Changing your story already. Yes.
No, I remember buying a coffee there too because you got they have coffee in Target now.
What?
In some of them, yeah.
Since when?
I don't know, but
liars
at least last...
always add unnecessary detail.
You can't expect us to believe this.
It was the 23rd of July. Actually, it would have been around then because that's when that game came out last year. But anyway, whatever. Point is that...
How was the coffee?
Shitty.
Okay. What'd you get?
Probably a flat white.
Okay, great. I drink a flat white too.
I like a flat white.
I'm thinking of scaling back. Too much milk.
Tell you what's better than a flat white though? You get a flat white and then you just put a little bit of black over the top of it and it's much funnier. Anyway.
Don't cry. That's actually pretty good.
I just don't want...
admire the speed, if not the precision.
We have very much said, and you know what? It's right on a video games podcast. If you have to go, we don't like blackface. You probably had a weird episode.
Yeah.
But we'll be fine. We won't get any emails. And if we do, I'll ignore them.
Yeah.
The single player is fun. The multiplayer was boring. I tried it for a little bit.
Was there anyone playing it?
Yeah, still for some reason. But... it was actually like this really weirdly kind of unique story of like South America had all united under this weird dictator and it was in the future and there was all this stuff going on.
What are the ghosts? What is the ghosts?
They're like a special forces team who have like this...
Oh, not actual
like
ghosts.
300 kind
not
of
not interested.
I really thought it was going to be about action because it's a shooting game. How do you shoot a fucking ghost?
Oh, yeah.
The bullets will go right through, for fuck's sake. Meanwhile, they're out there fucking moving chairs around and doing all the poltergeist classes.
Yeah, possessing clown dolls.
But making hands look like they're in the wallpaper.
Oh, yeah.
Not for me.
Something, one of the many things, Stranger Things, ripped off from an 80s movie.
Now, let's go into this. You are not a fan of Stranger Things.
You're an idiot, though. That's insane.
Again, I'm like an episode and a half from the end, so no spoilers. Okay.
I'm not, I don't hate it, but it just seems like I've been taking crazy pills and no one else is... like seeming to care that a lot of things are just taken from existing movies.
But what is taken from existing movies?
I have a very specific set of skills.
If they did cast Liam Neeson, I'd...
Like what is lifted rather than it just being in the vein of or clearly like...
Well, I showed you that video. There are scenes and there are shots that are replicated from existing movies.
I will say when it started, a lot of people were jizzing their pants over how much of a love letter to those kind of 80s films it was. Mm. And I never was into that sort of stuff at the time.
Yeah.
So I don't have that. I'm just watching it as a show that I think is... pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched the video because I don't fucking...
There were spoilers.
I don't care about any of the shit that you send me. But I have seen people post the side-by-side comparisons and I don't know, replicating exact shots and stuff, I find a little bit... Don't you want your work to kind of like stand on its own merit rather than be like, oh, this is cool just because they made this look exactly like the thing from E.T.? It's like, just do your own cool shot.
But I think that's the thing that's not plagiarism. Like, would you say that if in a movie they sort of, as a joke, had somebody lifting a... You know how sometimes they recreate that Iwo Jima photo, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
It's a direct, obvious homage to stuff.
But it happens... a lot in this
when
series.
When something is a pastiche of that stuff, it's sort of like you can still make it in this style, but just I don't know, just copying the shots exactly because you want someone to see it and go, oh yeah, like the Goonies, that's exactly like the Goonies. And when you lay it over frame from frame, you can I mean, you can reference stuff and homage stuff without having... I just don't get why you would want to...
The fact that it's
recreate it exactly.
Such a large volume of those things is...
But how large are we talking? Like 20?
Milliliters. Yeah.
Okay,
cum.
20 isn't very much though. You know what I mean? In like over 8 episodes, 8 hours, like... That's an acceptable number to me. And also, I just don't care because the story and stuff is one that I hadn't really seen
and
a cool version of before.
The other thing, this happens with everything, every kind of media, is that if you're not hooked into the story and the characters, then everything else
is annoying.
Totally, yeah. And so that was, I think, what happened as well.
Sure. Well, I think we've discovered that the real Stranger Things were the three of us.
Oh.
Wow.
And the friends we made along the way.
This is Stranger Things episode 9. It took a weird turn. but anyway, yeah, if you can get Call of Duty Ghosts for basically free, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Cool.
The other thing I did this week was I went and saw, what's it called? Kingsglaive Final Fantasy 15. Okay.
This is almost as... Did you go by yourself?
No.
I was about to ask about the process of going to see it.
My brother...
this is almost as weird as you going and getting a coffee at Target.
Yeah, that's so... Man, some place where there's a cafe going and buying a coffee there.
The fact that you can't see how weird it is disturbs me.
Yeah.
Mate, you just hate it because it looks like all these other coffee shops, they're just imitating
the coffee shops from the 80s. Target.
Yeah. They've made it up to look like a coffee shop, though, and it's sort of divided. It was just next door.
I want a Ninja Turtles action figure, an inflatable raft, and a fucking soy latte. Where can I go to get all three?
My house. But anyway,
my dick.
I went with my brother in...
We've lost it, haven't we?
...the cinema. And it was like one of the very few showings. That it's not like a movie that's come out.
Yeah, I have not seen like real advertising.
Well, he looked it up.
Doesn't your brother live on the peninsula?
Yeah, I went down there.
So you found a cinema on the peninsula that was playing this extremely niche movie?
He found it and asked me if I wanted to go.
Yes, but that's what I mean. There was a cinema on the peninsula playing this movie.
People live there.
I know,
it's
but...
It's not a fucking caravan park.
Yeah, but if a film that is...
It was on in the city as well.
Yeah, but... I just find it weird. Like cinemas in the country.
Yeah.
Like they just go for the bigger.
It's a metropolitan town.
It's an extremely niche film, though. You have to give
it
that.
It is. Yeah. Oh, and
it's
wasn't.
It's weird to me that they would think that anyone would be interested.
Well, and then the cinema wasn't even full.
That's
and, you
so.
Know.
Yeah.
Vindicated at last.
Anyway, it wasn't good.
Right.
But it was fine.
So I read a review of it that said like.
You just heard a review of it.
Red.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah. That said, it's kind of, it looks good. Like, it's a technical feat.
I don't think it looked good, though. Like,
the animation. Knox v. this review that Ben read. Who will win?
The animation was, like, you know, nice quality, but everything, like, the shots were all shaky cam stuff, which, when mixed with the animation, looked fucking awful and made me feel a little sick a couple of times.
Who do you believe more, Ben? Your friend Adam Knox or this review that you read in what? Probably Vice magazine written by Johnny Jack
My
Dick or something.
We took acid and went to see Kingsglaive.
Hey, Vice has some great journalism and some terrible journalism.
Yeah.
We took acid and then wrote about it.
Oh, but yeah, this review kind of said like they haven't written a story. They don't know how to do a narrative.
And
like
that was the worst thing, is that there were obvious gaps in this story that would be filled in if you knew anything about the game.
Right. So give
which
us,
is
wait.
Impossible since it's not out until
give
November.
Give us a bit of backstory here. So this comes out. This is to kind of bridge a gap before the new
It happens
game?
Alongside the first few hours of the game, I believe.
Right. So it's packaged in as part of the game. Experience
in like the special edition, it's right, like comes right. with it, and it's it's there's a like a short TV show they've made and the game.
Why would they have a crack at another Final Fantasy movie when the first one did so badly?
I think because they want to cement this iteration of it as like here's the big thing. They're doing a huge push, because this is kind of their last shot with it. Because I think the last few have not done well for it.
Right, and so this it's also like buy into this world, like this merchandising. Yeah. Experience.
So weirdly, even though I didn't like the movie in a lot of ways, because like it's very, very muddled. Like as a movie, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. There's so much unexplained shit. It's narratively really
good.
Poor.
Trailers at the start.
What was the trailers? So no, because I can't remember.
Did you get any snacks?
A lot of local ads, and especially down in Frankston, the local ads are great because it's like these really nervous people going, "We've got a car dealership. Want to come down? That's fine."
You don't see them enough anymore. The ads at the start of the cinema that were just the single graphic of the business and some fuckhead from the
down in Frankston. It's great. They've gotten Cheryl the receptionist to go like, "We've got a jewelry store, and if you come down, maybe we'll get you some jewelry."
Then it
zooms in our mouth and zooms back out somewhere else.
Yeah, I get the same thing when I visit my parents because up in Belgrave there's a cinema and it's there. It's the same thing.
And it's great.
It's so
Wicker
fun.
Basket
the
shops
thing is,
and
yeah. You used to get them in the inner city where I grew up.
Oh.
You fucking podcast. But it's died out in the inner city.
Yeah.
You don't see it anymore.
Yeah. The bigger chains have like advertising packages, it seems like, where they just like...
Well, you just get...
Like, you go to Nova and they advertise the fucking Italian restaurant that's across the street and that's it.
Yeah.
It's mostly car ads.
Hey, once you get out of here at 11:30 p.m., how about you go cop a fucking lasagna? Fuck you, Tiamo.
Don't mind if I do. Yeah, true. It's car... It's like the distribution companies sell them a little thing.
There are TV ads that are filmed with film so that they look good on a cinema screen now, like RACV insurance and whatever. Anyway, because I know that one in particular because I went for an audition for that and fucked it.
Did you really? What'd you do?
I did so badly. I had to look proud of a car.
Oh, I remember
but
this.
I realized that I had no idea how to look proud.
Isn't that a real impediment to acting?
I had nowhere in my life to draw from.
Wow. That's incredible.
So I was just standing on this next to this car going like...
Show me what you thought proud was. I'll try and describe it.
Okay, hold on. I'll genuinely try
it's
and
It's changed
do this.
Now because you're proud of having this story.
I'll have to stand up. Hold on.
Fucking hell.
This is great. You're not on mic, so don't... Okay, you're leaning against the car. He's miming leaning against it. He's...
Okay.
His arms folded, kind of looking off into the distance.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah.
I look like a fucking idiot trying to look proud. I just look smug. I've been smug before.
Yeah, you look. It was sort of like, I'm standing here and I'm doing the wrong thing by doing it, but what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, because I'm also, like, I was trying to look proud but also relatable. And I feel like if I actually were to show what I would look like when I was proud, everyone would go, oh, fuck you. Mm. What do you have to be proud of? So anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you haven't been in any ads.
I don't go for auditions. For
you should.
You have such a distinctive look.
Yes, I
a very
think
ad look.
Well, yes, I can see you. I can see you being in an ad.
Yeah, especially Ad M Knox.
Hope they film it in the morning. Ad AM.
Oh.
Before I took the weight loss drug, I was sad.
You're not playing the before.
I am playing the before.
Oh, right. Yeah. But you were saying like he's. No, he'd be saying...
No, that's the voiceover, and I'm there going like...
This is me. Yeah. I haven't taken the drug yet.
Yeah.
Here I am, I've taken the drug.
Or I'm the guy who like, when the woman is like, before she's put the deodorant on or something, I'm the sleazy guy who hits on her, then she's like, and her hair's all frizzy, you know what I mean?
You know that ad?
No.
I've never felt pride.
I really want to be in an ad for something fucked.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of content. Yeah. Like I want to be the guy going like, man, let me tell you, my diarrhea was out of control or like something like that.
I didn't think I'd agree with the National Socialist Party, but then they called me up and I
just something that's really full on and you know, like the ads that you see at bus stops that are like, hey, HIV, get a check and then it's like those ones that they did for the sexual health checkups.
It was
like
dicks on fire.
Yeah. They were at so many tram stops. I would love, because here's one thing, anytime it's anything super embarrassing, you get paid a lot more money.
Yeah,
right. It's hard to get people to say yes to it. And I just think it would be very funny. And if you were recognizable enough, I would like to see how it would affect your life in terms of how many people a day would come up and go, oh, yeah, the fucking...
Yeah.
Hey, Happy's boy.
Yeah, yeah.
The erectile dysfunction guy who's in like a lot of public toilets.
I'd do it. Yeah. I'd do it all. I'd do anything. There's no ad.
I'm not talking about an ad.
Yeah, yeah. That dick comes through the hole and you're so annoyed.
There's nothing that's too embarrassing for me to not say yes.
You should
I'd
film
want to be
a
the
series.
Dude who the guy like can't hold the fucking bucket of water when he's trying to wash his car and gets it all. So anyway, the movie, I would definitely not bother to go and see it unless you really like the game. Like, play the game first, and then if you like the game, then you'll like the movie, probably.
But then you'll just, like and just torrent it or whatever.
Why well, no, you... there's a version that you can buy on Blu-ray or whatever at some point.
You'd recommend buying it?
If you, like, it wasn't awful. And, okay. like, Aaron Paul was in it, and he did an okay job. And then Sean Bean was pretty good as well.
Oh, cool.
I don't know why you would... I don't know, like, it's like with the Ratchet and Clank movie that they bought at. Like... No, I don't think anyone wants to go see both. Even if you love the game, you get to the end, you're like, wow, you know what I want? Another 2 hours of this where I'm not in control of it.
Yeah.
And if you don't know the game, I don't know why you would be expected to give a fuck about these characters.
Yeah.
It just seems so wildly pointless.
But they could have done a better job with the movie where, like, I almost gave a shit. It's a weird thing. We're like, and it kind of made me want to play the game more.
Right.
And but almost in a way of like, you could see what they'd done wrong with the movie and you watch it from that level and it's interesting.
And what'd your brother think of it?
I think he thought the same thing as me because I didn't ask him. No, he we talked about it and that we pretty much agreed.
You had a good relationship with your brother?
I don't know his name.
What is his name? Do you want to say it in public?
No, I don't think that's fair. to someone.
I'd like to meet your brother.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. And I'd like to see your apartment.
Well, here he is. I've invited him along. He comes out in blackface.
Let's do a couple of questions before we wiggle our little fannies out of here.
I reckon we should get through as many as we can.
Yeah.
Because we have quite a backlog.
Yeah, well, you pull yourself up out of that fucking bed that you're lying on.
Mm-hmm.
I've got quite a log in my back, so we can't be too long.
Okay.
I've got a shit as one. Well. I don't really.
No.
Can you cut that out?
No, because now we're going to laugh out of it. So let's whip through these as quick as
I've got a log up my back.
Yeah.
It's like he said backlog, but I twisted it.
Mate,
comedically.
You have to say everything that comes into your head.
Yes, I do. I'm scared all of the time.
The log's up this guy.
All right. Brent Taylor asks, most disappointing games you've looked forward to but turned out to be garbage.
I wonder why he asked that.
Yeah. So Watch Dogs came to mind.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys actually play it?
No.
No.
Yeah. You know what? I bought that really cheap once as well, though, so maybe I'll play that at a weird time.
Yeah.
I was going to say backlog, meaning it genuinely. What kind of backlog are you sitting on of games?
I can give you an interesting question of what type of log I'm about to be sitting on.
Boy.
Coming out of my back. A bit of a poop.
Yep.
I don't got a shit.
Yeah, well, that's answered my question.
There's a few. Like, I have some level of interest in virtually everything.
Right.
You know?
Wow. It's not a good feeling.
Well,
it's
just
the
to
same.
Know.
I'm like that with books, and it's not a good feeling when you look at the pile and you go, fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm like that with books and movies and everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
At some point, I
bought
Hate
6 years ago on DVD and I still haven't watched
it. Yeah, exactly. Mm. And at some point, you just have to go, I'm going to die before I see everything I want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
But then what annoys me is I will, you know, waste time watching shit on TV, just flicking around, flicking the bean. Mm. And go, there's not even enough time to get through all the stuff I actually... Why don't I just put something on?
It's fucking insane. I've
seen going through all of Netflix and going, there's nothing I want to watch.
Yeah. I've seen two entire series of The Voice and I've never watched Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
And
that
sort of stuff where you're like, ah, fuck. I've literally wasted this time.
Well, Brent, we've answered your question.
No, I'm trying to think. I know there's been things... I kind of... This is bad, but if I've been looking forward to something... And I'm like, I'm going to go in, and then it starts to come out that it's gotten, you know, less than great reviews.
Yep.
I let myself be swayed by that.
I just
go, okay. Well, Star Fox, I really wanted to be good. I was really hoping they'd pull one out of the bag. Yeah. I've always found those games fun, but just by the looks of it, it was just like,
Yeah.
But that felt like that was coming from a while off.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can get a pretty good impression with most games from before they come out or before you get yourself too worked up over them.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's that common to be surprised by how good or bad something is.
Mm. Totally, yes. Weirdly. Yes.
Fallout 4, maybe a little bit.
Right.
Like, it wasn't terrible, but it was definitely, there were problems with it that I didn't expect.
Well,
mainly with the story stuff and the...
A big one for me where I can't remember exactly what the critical response to this game was, but I feel like it was positive because I really didn't like this game, and I think I remember being like annoyed that everyone disagreed.
What's he going to say?
Stranger Things.
The Big Short. Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like people still like that. That was the one where you were Native American.
That was definitely a turning point where it was a lot of sixes and stuff, I remember.
Right, okay.
People going like, oh, they've run out here.
Right. So, but that was definitely one that I thought was going to be great.
And it should have been.
It should have been. It was coming off, I think, Brotherhood?
No, Revelations was in between that. Right. Fucking Wikipedia over here. But yeah. Because I remember that, and I remember liking those games, losing interest in Revelations and never playing 3.
Right. See, Revelations was still good. It was kind of more of the same of Brotherhood, yeah. I guess.
But then there were elements of 3 that were a bit fucked, right?
Like, yeah. Well, the control scheme changed and got extremely bad.
And then they wrecked the story a bit what's his name? Not Ethan. What was his name in the future?
Jake? Ezio.
Desmond. Desmond, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Ethan and Jake. Oh, it was close.
But yeah, so Assassin's Creed was very disappointing. And I think for the time, like personally, spending like $80 on a game that I really disliked was like a real hit. It was like, fuck, that really sucks.
Yeah.
Next cue.
All right. It's the last. So this is from James. He asks, I don't know if we did this one. If it's your last day on Earth and you can pick one game to play, what game do you play?
Did we do that one? I remember immediately going, I'm not playing a game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think my answer's going to still be the same on this one, James.
But yeah, hypothetically, you're locked in a room. And, I would maybe play, you know what? I've been thinking about playing World of Warcraft again.
Oh, boy.
And I might do something like that where you get a bit of interaction with people as well. Since it's my last day, I'd like to talk to some people rather than going, oh, fuck, here I am playing Tetris all day.
Yeah.
I can't even think about how to answer because it's like, what difference does it make?
Let's say,
you're about to. It's not like
you get to play one video game ever again, and it's for a 24-hour period. Then you just live your life after that. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you play a game for a whole day, and then you never play games again.
Yeah,
that's good.
Now that's cool. Leisure Suit.
Yeah, you idiot, Brett or whatever. What was his
James.
Name?
James. That James. Was James.
Leisure Suit Larry.
Go out on a high.
That's
the Gex trilogy.
So yeah, so it's like. I have the knowledge of all the games I've played.
Yeah.
And this is you can go back to one for the life or do a new one.
Sure, or do a new one.
But if I pick one that I've already played, it's like I'm playing it for the first time.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Probably Mario Galaxy, maybe.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
I would want to go back through Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My I think mine's GTA 5.
Oh yeah,
it's a pretty good game to you could play it for 24 hours.
The last game I ever get to play, it's pretty good.
It's a pretty good game for that scenario. You could play it for 20 hours and it doesn't finish. You know,
true.
I reckon I would do World of Warcraft because I've got a friend who's been playing and he says it's better these days.
Yeah,
and I remember loving it in like 10 years ago. So I might fucking make a mistake and play that again anyway.
Well, it's settled. Let's play these games and then kill ourselves. Thanks, James.
All right. Stephanie asks, what games did you play the most at friends' houses as a kid? Because you were too poor to have them yourself.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Yeah. My one is Double Dragon 2 on the NES.
Okay.
I had a friend who had, just a bunch more games than me. Battletoads he had as well.
Yeah.
I actually had a pretty small collection back then. So he had a bunch. He had a Game Genie as well.
Right.
So that was so good.
I didn't miss out on much because I was an incredibly spoiled only child.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I did have a friend. I had a friend who had a Mega Drive, which I didn't have.
Yeah.
So that was always exciting going to his house and it's like, you know, it's games that you know you like, but it's just like a little bit different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The graphics are kind of different and and then I had neighbors who were like a fair bit younger than me who I would kind of go and babysit when I was like, but I was only like
and you go, get off with the Nintendo, kids, go to bed.
But I was only like 13. I think were like maybe like 7 and 9 or something like that. So like when you're that age, it is a big gap, but still, like I'm still a kid, and their dad did a lot of work overseas, so he would always and back when getting stuff from overseas was fucking unthinkable. Before you could get on Amazon and get stuff, like you literally had to know someone who was going there to get it. So they would get all these like Super Nintendo games that either like didn't come out here or were harder to find here, and he'd bring back videos of stuff too. That
shit was cool.
That was the coolest thing. I mean, that kind of thrill of that has sort of dissipated a bit
for some reason. on like a some like open day thing at my school, like some fate day type thing in this is in like 95 or 96, whenever the Nintendo 64 had come out in America, but it hadn't come out here. Mm-hmm. Some dad was like, hey, I've got like four of these. Should I just bring them to the school for the day?
Oh my God.
And I remember playing Mario 64 in like before it was out in Australia at my school, which was fucking nuts.
There was, we used to go down to Mornington a bit, Knox, me and my parents.
Down to the pov cunts, as you put it.
Yeah, we used to just go and sort of stand around and go, look at them.
Riding
like a human
horses.
Zoo.
Yeah. Mum and dad and me all stuffing caviar up our ass. But there was a video store there. No, there was a store that sold video games on the main street.
Oh, I remember that. It was above.
Yes.
Like, you had to walk up a ramp to get to it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's above.
That's where I sold my Sega Saturn.
Oh, really?
That I won at a Civic Video in Mornington.
Fuck.
Great. But this was the only place I knew in, well, that I knew about in
the world.
Victoria
as far
that did
as
it.
You knew.
They imported a Nintendo 64.
That place was great.
Yeah, and there was a point where I was just pushing to go up there as much as we could because I just wanted to stand on and have a crack at the N64.
That shit was great. I used to go there all the time when we were in Mornington as well. Yeah.
That's a cool store. And again,
it shut down pretty soon after, like in 97 or 98, it was gone.
Because that was a great example where I just never knew where those stores were in Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so weird to me that there was this like country town and like it had...
Mornington isn't a country town.
Well, no, not country town, but like it was weird to me that I couldn't find that stuff in the city.
Sure, yeah.
But then you go down here and it's there. I was always like, why isn't this
but
in
again,
the city?
But again, there wasn't really the demand for that place because it did shut down and it became a buy-low.
Fuck. It's depressing.
And yeah, they had heaps of stuff. They had heaps of weird games that you wouldn't see. I remember renting the Rocky and Bullwinkle Super Nintendo game from there.
Yeah,
just where
right.
I'm going, I didn't even know this fucking exists. Where are they finding this stuff?
Yeah.
That place was sick. I remember my cousins had a lot of new shit, like two different separate sets of cousins. One of them had like a big machine you plugged into a Super Nintendo that would let you play games off of floppy disks.
Oh, wow.
That were all pirated. It was fucking incredible. I remember playing a lot of Bubsy on that though for some reason, so I didn't use it well. And they had GoldenEye as well. And then my other cousins had a Dreamcast at some point when it was pretty new, playing Sonic and shit. So I did all right with my circle of fucking people.
Yeah, I had a friend up the street actually who was a Sega guy, who wasn't a Nintendo guy.
Yeah.
And so that's where I played Mortal Kombat and stuff like that.
Yeah. That was it was which, so thrilling, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, because I would never have been allowed to play Mortal Kombat.
Right.
I had one friend who in primary school when I went to his house, the only game that he had was Bible Blaster.
Oh.
There was another Bible game as well. Well, it would ask you like Bible quiz questions. And I remember like when I used to play it, I'd have to be like, oh yeah, I know this.
Yeah, right, right.
Because like if I didn't know them, they'd be like, huh, that's a bit weird.
Yeah.
They were very religious.
Yeah, yeah. My thing was like my parents don't really care about, like, they're happy just having the smallest TV available.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So we had like a 64 and stuff, but not running on very good hardware.
Yeah. Yep.
And so that was my thing, was like, I had a couple of mates whose dads were like fucking insane for that
stuff.
I've
got that rear projection TV
totally.
Shit.
So that was my that was my version of that, was going and going like, oh fuck, look at, especially four player 64 on a big TV where it's cutting the screen down by quarters on our one was like just no good.
My friend Rachel had a dad like that, and he had the Godfather trilogy, I remember.
Ooh.
On DVD back in like 1999.
Sick.
Yeah.
Cunt.
My friend Pete, shout out to Pete who listens, his dad was really hyped for DVD coming out.
Mm.
And so every time he would see, he's like you, Knox, and he loves a bargain.
Oh, bargain boy.
Anytime he'd find a cheap DVD,
he just would get,
and they literally had like basically these two bookshelves put together, big bookshelves, full of DVDs before they owned a player.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was just stockpiling them for the big day.
That's fucking sick though.
I remember the revelry when they finally fucking got one in there.
Yeah.
And it was almost just like, I don't think we watched any, just paralyzed by choice.
Yeah.
Like, what do you pick?
Sliding doors, baby, every time.
Isn't it weird to remember a time when DVD was like, you kind of had to hold out because they were like very expensive.
Yeah,
DVD.
Yeah.
And now you can get one for like $11 at Aldi.
Oh, now they suck. I would rather not have them because it just takes up space.
Oh!
And it's easier to get them in other places.
Well, but also, I literally, like when I moved and set up everything here, I'm like, I don't really need to plug the DVD player in.
Yeah. Yeah, I got rid of almost all of my DVDs when I moved house recently. I'm full digital.
Feels good.
Full streaming. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a suggestion of a topic from David. He says, "BioShock Collection coming out next month. It's all that is worth talking about." Now, it's a
what
big
is
statement.
Tell us what this is. I don't know what this is.
It's the it's all the BioShock games in a like HD remaster.
Okay.
Thing.
Great. Yeah.
For current gen console.
Yeah.
There's one of these that I think you said the other day, Ben, is one of your favorites of all time.
Yeah, BioShock Infinite, mm-hmm. which, it's great. It came out, I think, on the PS3, and I mm-hmm. played it on that. I bought it again on the PC when my PS3 carked it.
He loves a double up, doesn't he, old Ben Vanille?
You get it for free then.
Really?
The remaster thing on PC. If you own the first three, you because the
yes, I did hear that.
Because Infinite just isn't remastered; it's just the same one.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't have a PC anymore.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So that sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I already played all those games, and only like half.
What's
of two
it coming
I didn't
out
like
on?
It on everything.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Well,
so for you, it's great.
Yeah.
If you've never played these before, then it's
so. How many games are you getting in the pack?
Three plus like the DLC and stuff. With
oh, cool.
Them, so
yeah, that sounds sick.
Yeah.
Four so wait, worth. Two of them are remastered, but one of them's not?
One of them's quite recent. One of them came out in 2013. So
oh,
they
is that
really
Infinite?
Need
yeah.
To, yeah.
Okay, right.
They didn't need to do much to it. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But one and two are. And one was really good at the time.
Mm-hmm. One was like a big deal at the time. It was like a proper story, like a genuine story, like a good story,
yeah.
Not just a video game story. A well
for
crafted
like the first
world.
Two-thirds of it.
Sure.
Then it fell apart
a
bit.
But yeah, I reckon like the concept was fantastic. Concept was really, really good.
Did you ever play System Shock? I feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I played System Shock.
I don't think I did.
No, I played a demo of System Shock that came
right.
on a little floppy disk on a PC Power Play magazine.
Yeah, that's what I did. I got the shareware. Like,
well, so System Shock 2 was the one. That like System Shock 2 was way better and... weirdly, this ties into that last question about disappointing things, because I remember not liking BioShock as much as you did because System Shock 2 was way better for me.
Right.
And that was BioShock 2, BioShock 1 was almost like a dumbed down version of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot more straightforward and like a lot more shooter focused, and it was still good.
Yep.
I have no interest in playing those games again, really.
Mm.
So this isn't for me, but it's cool that it comes out.
Yeah, I think it's great for anyone who hasn't
and
played
And you should
them.
Probably, yeah, if like you've never played them, they're good first-person shooter games.
But also
I don't appreciate you telling me what to do.
Mate.
they're also not just pure shooters. There's kind of...
like power-up elements to it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah I'm going to go. It wins
but
it
it's
out.
All fairly light, so it's easy to keep track of.
Mm. But a cool... I don't know.
September sometime. Like
yeah, cool.
The 12th or something maybe.
Right.
I've just picked a random date. I don't know.
The 12th is safe. You can't be too wrong.
I reckon 11th is what came into your head first. And you're like, oh, I can't say that. I'd better scale it back by one. Forward, I should say. Yeah, that's cool. I'm gonna, that sounds cool.
Yep.
If you really both really like them.
Yes, they are definitely good. They're just, this is not for me.
And it's cool.
Them.
Stop saying that it's not for you.
No, I just don't want it.
We know.
It's not for me. My birthday's coming up.
It is cool, yeah. It's cool, and because I'm a recent, you know, one to you know PlayStation and those kinds of. It's cool that stuff kind of gets brought back.
I kind of a bit jealous that you get to play them in HD on the PlayStation 4.
What else are you jealous of about me?
That's about it.
What's that mouth do?
Very interested to see how one would hold up these days because it's 10 years old now almost.
I played one for the first time like 6 months ago.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
yeah,
and loved it.
Right.
And really, really liked it a lot.
So. Okay. The one thing is, like, three games in one pack, it's like, that's a big commitment.
It's a lot. You know what?
Would you, having played all three, Ben? Wait, no, you both played all three.
We both played all three.
Yeah.
Would you say, is it possible to just do, if I was just going to do one, which one would you say? Because can you play one of, do you need to know what's going on?
Not really. Like, don't play two.
Yeah, don't play two. I was going to say that, yeah.
Play one and then Infinite.
Okay.
Or if you have to just play one, I guess Infinite,
mm.
but you get more out of Infinite, especially towards the end of the DLC stuff.
I would also
say,
one. Look at a couple of screenshots from one and mm-hmm. from Infinite and decide which art style you like better.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
They're both very much about exploring the world that they've made.
Okay.
So whichever one of those appeals to you more,
yeah,
that's
they're
a really
They're both very strong visual styles as well.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we should wrap it up here for this week.
Mm. All right.
Thanks for your questions, guys. Keep them coming.
Yep. I think it's safe to say at this point that if we haven't asked a question you've asked, we're probably not going to.
Well, because we've got
favorite
like,
game.
We always run out of time as well.
We've run out of time. Stuff we kind of cover stuff, and then it's like, oh, should we go in depth on that? But we already talked about it.
I enjoyed that little trip. See that what like playing games at friends' houses?
Mm. Yeah,
That's a good style of question.
Yeah. But we say that all the time, and people just ask whatever they want. People just tweet the names of games at us.
Well, hey, don't have a crack. Don't not have a crack.
Yeah,
because we're sitting here calling
for
you
sure.
Stupid.
And like,
don't doubt yourself. You might be wrong.
A lot of the time,
but who cares?
A lot of the time, we won't answer a question directly as well because we talk about it separately anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Totally.
And if you want to bloody chuck us a review on iTunes, that helps.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. Actually, one thing I wanted to bring up is if you, because we had a few people say, oh, if you had a Patreon or if you had a donate link, I'd donate so you could buy more games to review.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
If you're someone who would consider doing that, let us know.
Why don't we set up like a PayPal or something
for
this podcast that people can send us stuff to?
I don't know much about Patreon.
And I kind of didn't want to set it up without people being like, yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah.
It feels a bit
we
presumptuous.
We need to have a critical
mass. Let's just
massive.
Do a donate button somewhere of like a PayPal that we can...
And someone actually did ask any news of a live show. And again, I think that's something that we just struggle to organize because we're busy.
Yes.
It's something that we definitely do. But and also, I'm not sure if we have any idea of numbers of people in specifically Melbourne, especially.
We do have though ideas of that.
Oh, do we?
I can find those numbers for
we'll
us.
We'll do something. Maybe. Yeah, we should. We'll try and work something out.
But we'd love to do
maybe
it.
The
it's
end
something
of the year.
We would really like to do with guests and stuff.
Yeah, and if you are someone who would be keen on coming, let
us
know.
Yes, let
us
know.
Well.
Ben, give us the handles. I'm through pretending that I know what any of that.
At Filthy Caspod on Twitter, Filthy Casuals on Facebook, and filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com. Not a lot of emails coming through, so maybe just go for the Facebook or Twitter, TBH, because I probably won't check the email.
Send an email. That's nice.
Emails
you
can
personal.
Be longer as well.
Yeah.
That's true. If you got a nice
just say
big
hey.
Letter.
Just let us know how you're going.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
the Jackson Jive will be back next week, baby.
I forgot.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.